Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on January 21 regarding John O'Donnell, capital O apostrophe, capital D-O-N-N-E-L-L. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. O'Donnell as described in the reports listed above. Compared the 11/27/19 report in particular pertained to the current subject event of 6/4/17. Period. In paragraph, according to the additional documentation supplied, Mr. O'Donnell was seen by Dr. Testudi on 2/6/20 due to low back pain. Period. He was approximately over a year out from his L4-5 and L5-S1 anterior posterior fusion procedure. Period. He continued to have soreness in the lower back near the tailbone. Period. This was also present on the right and the left. Period. He had numbness in the right foot. Period. He's okay walking and is doing about 3 miles per day on the treadmill. Period. Since his last visit in May 2019, he's undergone multiple surgeries, including left knee arthroscopy, comma, left ulnar nerve transposition, comma, right ulnar nerve decompression, comma, right carpal tunnel surgery, comma, and surgery on the left thumb. Period. He continues to have neck and upper back stiffness, as well as distal upper extremity numbness. Period. His neck is not part of his work injury. Period. He usually takes Tramadol and Flexeril. Period. Over the last few months, there were issues with his medications, but his primary care physician offered to write them for 6 months. Period. Dr. Testudi noted lumbar spine CAT scan from 3/25/19 showed evidence of bony deposition in the interbodies at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period. There was no evidence of lucency or loosening of the pedicle screws. Period. There was less evidence of posterior lateral fusion. Period. Also performed an exam and diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy, for which cyclobenzaprine was ordered. Period. He was refilled on his Tramadol and was initiated on a lidoderm patch. Period. Dr. Testudi also ordered updated CAT scan and MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph on T1720. He did undergo a CAT scan. Done on 3/25/19, and concurrent MRI of the lumbar spine performed on the same day. Period. That will be inserted here. Period. On 2/17/20, he did undergo a lumbar MRI compared to a prior study of 8/6/18, as well as CAT scans of the lumbar spine from 3/25/19, and the concurrent CT of the lumbar spine performed on the same day. Period. Those will be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, he followed up with Dr. Testudi via a Zoom conference call on 4/2/20 when they reviewed these results. Period. At that juncture, they discussed additional treatment options. Per Dr. Testudi wrote on CT and MRI, is solidly fused, solidly healed without residual stenosis. Period. However, Mr. O'Donnell claimed he could not live with his symptoms as they are. Period. They previously recommended a spinal cord stimulator trial. Period. He had researched the stimulator and wanted to move forward with scheduling. Period. They discussed having this performed by Dr. Jarmaine, but Mr. O'Donnell preferred to avoid any invasive type procedure during the peak of the virus. Period. He returned to Dr. Testudi on 4/29. 20 period. This again was via a Zoom conference call period. It was noted an EMG was ordered to evaluate for a peripheral neuropathy that could be causing his distal left leg pain going from the medial foot to the medial knee. But unfortunately, this was negative and only demonstrated mild residual chronic L5 radiculopathy on the left. But there was nothing acute or severe on his EMG. Period. His medications were renewed, and he was referred to a consultation regarding his NEVRO stimulator trial. Period. New paragraph on 10-8-20, Dr. Germain performed the procedure to be inserted here. Period on 4-1-21. He performed another such procedure to be inserted here. Period on 5-27-21. Dr. Testaudi and Dr. Germain performed another procedure to be inserted here. Period follow-up with Dr. Testaudi was rendered through, scratch that, on 9-21-20 he was seen by Dr. Germain. Period. He continued the petitioner on medication. Period. He recommended injection of steroid and anesthetic around the bilateral L4, L5, and S1 pedicle screw junctions under fluoroscopy. Period. Those procedures were done as noted above. Period. He saw Dr. Testaudi through 9-30-21. Period. He was about 4 months status post his procedure and continues to report good coverage of his lower back pain. But he was still having leg symptoms, and he was provided with a prescription for Lyrica on his last visit that he states was working very well. But his remaining symptoms were tolerable at that time. Period. It was felt he could be placed at maximum medical improvement. Period. The procedure referenced was lumbar epidural stimulator placement. Period. It required multi-level laminotomies in order to introduce the stimulator into the correct location because of the epidural fibrosis, likely from his original temporary leads. Period. Nevertheless, programming demonstrated good response. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. After reviewing the additional documentation supplied, I've arrived at the following professional opinions with a reasonable degree of medical probability. Period. Much of the documentation provided overlaps with that which was previously available at the time of my evaluation of 11-27-19. Period. Since that time, the petitioner accepted additional diagnostic testing and treatment by virtue of medication, injections, and finally a stimulator implantation that provided him with significant relief. Period. I had incorporated much of his disability in my prior report. Period. I would increase the 15% at the lumbar spine to probably 16%. Period. And